Where do you come down on this?
Well, it depends on the hour of the day. It's a difficult call, but I think we have to see clearly that this is the first social media war. In the way the Vietnam War was the first television war, this is the first social media war. That ISIS has proved to be very adept, very talented, if you will. You always hope that evil won't be, in ratcheting up the hysteria, ratcheting up the image of their influence far beyond what their actual military capabilities are. We have to understand, the media and the country has to understand, that a lot of this is about the psychology of propaganda. Think about it. Three beheadings, and by the way, I say in my own mind, are we certain that they've actually beheaded these people? But assuming that they have, that three beheadings are enough to move American public opinion, change our foreign policy, and take this nation to war.
That's a point that Fareed Zakaria made in our last hour, saying nothing has changed about ISIS except these videos.
This is, to me, the most troublesome part of this. First of all, we should note that nobody has shown the most graphic of pictures.
Right.
At least nobody except the most fringe part of the of media.
It's accessible for understandable online, but reasons. Even some websites that right. usually show this stuff have right. said they're not going to show it.
But the most important thing is this. If you're asking the intelligence agencies or experts how big a threat to the United States is ISIS, there's a lot of debate. Can they, do they have power beyond where they've established a physical presence? The pictures seem to tell us something different. It's what I would call emotional knowledge. Look, they gruesomely killed two Americans and a Briton. And I think what happens is there's a tendency, well, if they can do that, then they can sneak across the Mexican border and spread Ebola virus, which at least one public official has suggested. And it tends to force, I think, our policymakers into taking decisions that they might not take absent the emotional punch of those pictures. They tend to maybe say more than what reality lets them say.
And where the media, and I include myself in this criticism, where we're short, we don't talk about context, background, history. We just push the pictures forward. And having said to you before, I'm ambivalent about it. I generally want to err on the side. Listen, my job is to put the information out there, others decide. But the your conscience, when you say, let your news conscience be your guide, says, this is really helping other guys. But we have to understand that the shock of the beheadings will begin to fade a little bit as time goes along. And ISIS, smart as they are, and they're very smart with their slick videos, I would argue that they're in the same league in the social media war context as Hitler was in the 1930s in their use of propaganda, that they'll go to something else for shock value. When the shock of the beheadings begins to fade off. So we need to be thinking about that.
So are we at the point then where we shouldn't be broadcasting even still images from these videos?
I don't see how you can put that genie back in the bottle. Back in the toward the end of the 19th century, William Marcy Tweed or Aunt Tammany Hall was said to have said about Thomas Nast cartoons, stop the damn pictures. I don't care what people write because my constituents can't read, but those damn pictures they understand. Mm. And we can see much of our history, Civil War, Vietnam, images have had an enormous influence. What I think is useful or think would be necessary is to find some kind of, let's call it social media literacy. We are able to put these pictures side by side with other arguments. And my big concern, I saw this in the Iran hostage crisis, we see it over and over again, the visceral images overwhelm the rational abstract analysis.
Well, we're going to say something. I think it was a quote from Hitler himself, if not from one on his staff, who said, those who control the images control the race. This was in the context of the 1930s. And ISIS understands that those that control the images on social media will control public opinion about this.